We're in Simon Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, Siv Tes, and Machaber says, V'chein al ha'arbev ha'chasil, afil lo nirmei melakanaf echa b'chol Eretz Yisrael, on locus. Even if you only see a corner of them in Eretz Yisrael, afil lo inamashchas yivu la'aretz, even if it's not really destroying it, misana masrin alayin, that we fast and blow shofar on, avala govai, b'chol shehu, afal ha'chagave misanin alav, v'lo masrin, afal ha'chagave misanin alav, v'lo masrin, elazok and bovad, v'achshu sheinon makirin minim alalu, akula masrin. So we don't really know the difference between different kinds of locusts, and therefore we are masriyan on all the different types. Sif Yud, v'chein al ha-mezonos, keitzad harishu huzlu dvarim shel schor shorov chai anshe osam ir mehem, if the value of a certain type of business, a certain type of crop, a certain type of commodity goes down, and most of the people are dependent on the sale of that commodity, kagon klei pishtam bavavel v'yayin v'shem in Eretz Yisrael, such as linen materials in Bavel or wine and oil in Eretz Yisrael, if the value goes down, and therefore business is so bad that the person who's selling it has to sell for such a low amount of profit, this is a trouble for the entire community, and we blow shofar on it, and Shabbos we call out, we don't blow shofar for it on Shabbos, but this is clearly a problem as well. If there was so much rain that it caused trouble, we daven over that. If there's so much rain that it causes the houses to collapse, that's obviously a huge problem. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't daven when there's too much rain, because the houses are built out of rocks, and they are stones, and they are built on mountains, and therefore rain is good. We never fast to Hashem to take away something which is good. Now in Tzfas, houses fall down, says the Mechaber, because of the rain, and therefore we daven when there's too much rain for the rain to stop. So if you'd base, kolir sheyesh batzara mikol elu, any city which has one of these troubles, that specific city fasts and davens and blows shofar, etc., until the tzar passes. And the surrounding cities, they fast for that city, but they don't blow shofar. We daven for that city. We never fast or blow shofar over a specific tzara on Shabbos at Yontif, chutz mitzara samazona shazok nala b'Shabbos, except if the value of a certain commodity went down, which is so disastrous that we would daven and do things even on Shabbos. If you'd gimel, irshi kifua akam o nahar, a city which was surrounded by non-Jews, or a river, usvina matarefas bayam, or a boat which is sinking in the sea. Afilu al yachad anir v'nei akamo listem o ruach ra, even on an individual who's being chased by non-Jews or robbers of some sort. Ochol ashar chol ishesh v'sakanas hayom, or a sickness of some sort which is dangerous for that day. Zolkim ischan v'tilus v'shabbos aval ein token. We daven for that person on Shabbos, but we don't blow shofar for them. Elam kein token l'kabitz amlaz or achorim alatzilam, unless we're blowing the shofar to gather everyone together. But since this is something which is so dangerous for that specific day, it's a tzorach hayom, and we would daven even on Shabbos. Sif yadal etanios, elu shemisanim al hatzaros. These fasts, emisanim behem lo boros, bol manikos lo ktanim. Pregnant women, nursing women, and children do not fast these specific fasts. And the Mishnah Berurah says, when it says ketanim, it doesn't mean under 12 or 13. Rather, anyone who is under 18 for a man or 15 for a girl, they don't fast when there is a tinus through the tzibur, since they are not set fasts. Some say that when it says not ketanim, it means that there is no mitzvah of chinuch, just like by Yom Kippur. But they still shouldn't go all out and eat whatever they want. The Magen Avraham says that the minhag is, we are not gozer on less than 18 for a boy and 15 for a girl. The Mechaber continues, Mutarim lecho b'layla pishim esana l'machar, you're allowed to eat at night, even though we are fasting the next day. Chus mitanios ha-geshamim, except for the rain fast, which we saw, are like Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Siv tazvav, tzibur shayu lehem shtei tzaros, a community which had two troubles. Eim v'akshem rachmim el alachas mehem, you can only daven for one of them. Dichsiv, in the sumum v'akshem elokeinu alzos, v'omrim, afa v'sheish b'libeinu tzaros arbos, atzara plonis banu lispalel. So we mention the fact that there are a lot of tzaros, but we focus on one. Dim yesh lehem tzaros rav, tzaros devim v'akshem rachmim el rav, mishum dichiyav rachman asova l'chai yahiv. If there is a lack of food, and there is also the dever where people are dying, so we just daven for the food, because then when people are getting food, they won't die anymore. Sifta Zayin. B'chol yom tana shagozer malatzi b'mnei atzaros based in vazakenim yoshim v'esaknes v'botkem almasei anshe yir me'achar tefila shachas ad chatzi hayom. Anytime when we are fasting, and the tzibur is fasting for a specific reason, on that day, based in and the elders of the city sit in the shul and try to figure out what people are doing wrong. And we tell everyone, these are the averas that you are doing wrong. So the first half of the day, we figure out what everyone's doing wrong. The third quarter of the day, we lane from the Torah, and we have Haftorah. And the final quarter of the day, we daven mincha, and we blow shofar, and we say vidui, and we daven with all our hearts that Hashem should allow this tzara to pass.